just Jesus had been crucified. They buried him. He stayed in the grave 3 days. But early Sunday morning, he got up.
Yes, he did.
Because now we're now after resurrection. And he's making his rounds with his disciples.
Yes, yes.
Just like he said he would.
Yes, yes.
The angel told Mary at the tomb, he's risen like he said he would. That's key. That's the key word.
Wow.
Just like he said he would.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to show himself.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, yes, amen. Yes, yes.
Nobody's to be found. They can't find him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
For this portion of scripture here, I want to take you to the John chapter 20. One verse, but I'm going to start with verse 19. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 19, I read to verse 22. Amen. Let us pray, please. Oh Lord, our God, I acknowledge your name in all of your earth. Father God, we thank you. We thank you once again another time, Father God, just a few of your handmade servants come together to hear from you.
Yes.
Father God, I ask you bless each and every one in the sound of my voice. Father God, we stand before you because I'm unable to do this by myself. So I ask you to allow the Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Do what you always do for us, God. Bless us again. Draw back the drapes of misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it.
All right.
Father God, right now, touch every mind in the place and every seat in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Anoint our minds afresh. We ask you, O God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Yes.
Father God, we also ask you to bind Satan as he goes to and fro,
yes,
trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people.
Yes.
Father God, let your word encourage your people. Let it pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
Let it correct them. Let it turn your people around.
Yes.
And Father God, let them hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be a rhema word. Tell them it's made for their fit for their circumstance,
yes,
what they're going through at this present time. Father God, we don't know how you're going to do it, but we know that you're more than able. So, Father God, use me, inspire me, hide me behind the cross. Father God, allow me to sit down so you may get up. And whatever's accomplished, your Heavenly Father, we will be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it.
All right.
John chapter 20. Verse 19. That evening on the first day, I'm reading from the New King James Version. That evening on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them.
Mm-hmm.
Peace be with you, he said. As he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see and showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. He spoke to them again and said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.
Mm-hmm.
Then he breathed on them. Receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven. Now, I want to shine some out of the spotlight on verse 20. As he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see the nail prints in his hands, y'all. And he showed them his side when they pierced him with the sword in his side. He was showing them his scars. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put a tag on this text for a short while to preach and teach. I got the scars to prove it.
All right. Amen.
You take this season of praise the Lord.
Amen.
I got the scars to prove it. I got the scars to prove it. What is it, brothers and sisters, that you have been through that ain't through with you yet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hang out there because all of us, if we are honest with ourselves, have been through enough hell in our lives to write a book. I don't know who you are, but I'm bowling down your valley. You just had a flashback of some of the drama you have been through, some of the hell you had to put up with. I'm going to park here parenthetically, Deacon Leonard, because the question this morning is, what is it that you have been through that ain't through with you yet?
All right.
In a real sense, it happened back then, but it's still jacking with you right now. Back then it hurt you, right now it haunts you. Back then it injured you, right now it interferes with you. All of us have been through some enough hell, drama, and junk.
Yes, sir.
Where we, in a real sense, can write our own book, tell our own story.
Yeah.
That's why you ought never look down your nose of snobbery at anybody you see, because you don't know what somebody has been through.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why you should never hate on anybody else's glory.
All right.
You sure don't know their story.
Amen.
I discovered that behind every glory, there is a story.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A story of pain.
Come on, preacher.
A story of sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
A story of struggle. A story of hateration. All of us have a story.
Yes, we do.
But the question again, I rise right now is, what is it that you have been through that is not through with you yet? I'm talking to somebody in here this morning.
Amen.
You may have a physical wound on your body. But what have you been through that's left a psychological, emotional wound on your mind? It happened back then, but it hurts, haunts, and hits you right now.
Yes, it does.
Somebody here is saying, wow, he got me good. How this pastor knew how to preach this today to me? Glad you asked that question in your spirit.
All right.
Because God ordered your steps here today.
Yeah.
In New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church.
Amen.
People are looking at you and they don't have a clue about the hell you have been through.
Yeah.
The drama you have endured.
Yeah.
And all of you have been delivered from. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
All of us have some scars.
Yes, we do.
And some wounds.
Yes, we do.
Listen to me now. Understand, the scar is not the experience itself. But the scar is the evidence that lingers as evidence you had that experience.
Yes, sir.
Can I just take my
yes,
time?
Sir. Yes, sir.
The scars are something you have right now that reminds you of what happened back then.
Yes, it does.
I'm not done yet. Somebody has a scar.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. Maybe your scar is insecurity or low self-esteem.
Yes, sir.
Maybe your scar is a guilt complex.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your scar is a brother who don't trust sisters. Or sisters who don't like brothers.
All right.
Maybe your scar, my brothers and sisters, you always have drama in your relationships. Maybe your scar is a jealous spirit where you hate to see anybody else get something that you feel you should have coming your way. Help me, Lord. Maybe your scar is the fact that you always have negative, dysfunctional relationships that never seem to work out.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what your scar is, but all of us have a scar.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't got to talk back to me. We got a scar.
Amen.
The question is, since we have the scar as the lingering evidence of what happened back then, are we going to allow that scar to have the last word on us?
No, sir.
Well, if you're hooked up with the Holy One, you're joined up with Jesus.
Yes.
Christ, the good news is, of the gospel is, Sister Sharon, we have a Savior who was scarred.
Yes.
Jesus was scarred.
Yes.
Heaven's hero.
Yes, he was.
Earth's emancipator.
Yes.
Our Lord and liberator.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Jesus the Christ was scarred.
Yes, he was.
I guess you don't know the story. I might as well let you know. He was scarred and wounded for our transgressions. Y'all not feeling me. The Bible lets us know he was stabbed in the back by somebody he thought he could trust. Judas, my brothers and sisters, betray him with a kiss.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He knows what it's like to be backstabbed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Judas therefore began, Deacon Train, to manifest that song that the OJ sang. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place.
Yes.
Backstabbing. Y'all know
what's up. What's up? What's up?
Jesus is scarred by a backstabber. Then he is scarred by abandonment. Because the Bible says all of his disciples left him.
Yes, they did.
Abandoned him.
Yes, they did.
They abandoned Jesus.
Yes, they did.
Somebody in the house knows what it's like to be abandoned by somebody who brought you into the world but has done nothing to help you make it through the world. Jesus is not only abandoned, but Jesus was physically abused. They beat him all night long. He said not a mumbling word. He was nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
They stabbed him in his side.
Yeah.
Jesus was physically abused. But hold on, the story does not end there.
Lord, I'm on that.
They put him in a tomb. He stayed there all night, Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me, Deacon Lynn?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All day Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Brother Aaron.
Yes,
sir. Sunday, he got up from the grave.
Yes, he did.
With all power. Sister Field, I thought we was an old school church. You see, an old school church, Sister Field, whenever a preacher is preaching and the sermons don't seem to be going so well, all the preacher got to do, Deacon Lynn, to rescue the dying sermon is take it to Calvary.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because once you get to Calvary, all of a sudden, a dead sermon can get resurrected.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I guess y'all don't remember. Let me give you a flashback to old school church. And he died one dark shroud. He died into the moon, Deacon Trenton, dripped the blood. And the stars fell from the sky. Y'all ain't feeling me. He died a god and he hung there. He didn't come down, he hung there. Until the dead in Jerusalem rose from the grave. Y'all ain't feeling me.
Yes, sir.
But
early,
Sunday morning, he got up. Yeah. In an old school church, they do just what y'all doing right now. All they got to hear about is our Lord getting up on Sunday morning. You talk about Jesus getting up on Sunday morning, I don't care how you feel, something got to move on his side. Well, let me help y'all out. Can I make it personal?
Yes, sir.
When I was a kid back then, Sister Amy, I was a kid. I'm grown up now. I've had to go in on my own Gethsemane. Y'all ain't hearing me?
Yeah.
I didn't kneel down in my own Gethsemane.
Yeah.
Climb my own Calvary.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it's like to come up on the rough side of the mountain.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was crucified for some stuff I did not do. I was buried and given up on.
They
rolled the stone on me and thought I'd never come out of what I was going to do.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
it
is.
But because he lives, Warren can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Because he lives,
all
fear is gone.
Yes.
Listen, y'all, it's about to get real good. Because the Bible says Jesus is up, and he first appears to a sister, Mary Magdalene, in chapter 20. The book says, when he appears to Mary, I'm loving this, watch this. She runs now to tell the disciples, like he said.
Yes, sir.
Peter and another run to the tomb And the book says they saw it just like she declared it. Here's the shout. Jesus shows up later that resurrection day.
Yes, sir.
The book says when he shows up, he shows them his hands and his side. Y'all know I ain't got to shout yet. I ain't there yet. The same hands, Tamika, that had taken 12-year-old daughter of Jairus and lifted her from death to resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Same hands. Same hands, Dean Drayton, that had taken two fish and five loaves of bread and fed a multitude.
Yeah.
The same hands that stopped a funeral and put his hand on the coffin of the widow from Nain.
Yes, sir.
And turned a funeral into a festival.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same hands, can I hang up here a little bit?
Yes, sir.
That took some spit, put it on the ground, made some spitty sign, and put it on the eyes of a blind man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
He turned dirt
yes, sir.
Into healing medicine
yes, sir.
And restored his sight.
Yes, sir.
He showed them his hands, and the text says when they saw his hands, they rejoiced.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You did not shout. See, it's not that they recognized the hands that made such a difference. But they recognized the nail print.
Yes, sir.
They recognized the scar.
Yes.
They recognized the wounds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we all got some wounds.
Yes, we do.
This ain't complicated, y'all.
Yes.
All of us have been wounded.
Yes.
But Jesus says, even though you have been wounded,
mm-hmm.
you can be a wounded winner.
Yes.
Though you have been scarred, you can be scarred and successful.
Yes.
Somebody in the house today, that's your word. You have been wounded, but God gave you power through your pain.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, help me. Now you are here. You're well. You are not in your pain. But you are here in spite of your pain.
Yeah.
Your wounds are not holding you back. Your wounds are elevating you up. God told me to tell somebody here today, you have been wounded.
Yes,
you've been scarred. But the wounds and the scars don't have the last word on you today.
Yes, sir.
I hear you, Pastor. You told me because of my scars. I can be a success. Because of my wounds, I can still be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work, Pastor? I'm glad y'all asked me that question. This interaction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make it plain, preacher.
Well, I'm so glad you asked the question.
Yes, sir.
The text lets us know. Our scarred Savior always, watch me, y'all, Pastor. Mm-hmm. He always breaks through shut doors to set his people free.
All right. Wow.
I'm still in the book, y'all. The text says Jesus came into the upper room. Did he not?
Yes, sir.
Where they were.
Yes, sir.
You did not hear me, church. The church is locked in a room.
Yes, sir.
Because they don't know their Savior is alive.
Yes, sir.
They scared of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
The church is scarred and scared and wounded and locked in the room because they think Jesus is dead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God deliver me. Here we go, Sister Philia. Here we go, deacons.
Come on, Bridget.
Brother Thomas, deliver me from church people who act like. Like our scarred Savior is dead. Yeah, y'all do. y'all won't come to Sunday school.
Hey.
Y'all act like he did.
Yes.
You won't show up the Bible study. You act like he did.
Yes.
You come to church, and when you come to church, you come half late. You act like he did.
Okay.
You won't pay your tithes, gonna beg you to pay your tithes. You're not faithful to the church or the church work.
Yes, sir.
But we have a Savior. Because he is God, he know how to break through closed doors. I'm so glad I serve a Jesus. I don't care what got me locked down. He'll come through and free me from the inside out. I'm almost done, don't be scared. They're locked inside. Not behind the doors.
Mm-hmm.
They can open it, they lock themselves
yeah.
in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They are locked by down by fear.
Yes.
Because they think that Jesus is dead.
Yeah.
Fear will lock you down.
Yes, it will.
Fear will lock you up. Am I talking to someone right now?
Yeah.
Imagine where you would be if you were not afraid of some consequence.
Yeah.
That really ain't a consequence. Something you got worried about in your little small unspiritual mind.
Yes, sir.
Imagine what choices you would have made long ago if you had no fear in your heart.
Yeah.
Fear, my brothers and sisters, will control you.
Yes, he will.
It will make a slave out of you.
Yes, he will.
It will order your steps and cause you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the disciples are locked up for fear of the Jews.
Yes.
I'm in the book.
Yes.
They are scarred and scared.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus breaks in where they are locked up.
All right.
Because of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Help me, Father. You don't have to be a prisoner to be in prison. You don't have to be in prison to be a prisoner.
All right.
You don't have to be locked up to be on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have chains on your hands to be a captive. Jesus breaks in, and in Pastor's translation word, he said, "Chill, I'm bad."
Okay.
Don't worry. The text says Jesus breaks in, says chill, shows them his hands and his side. The Bible says they were afraid, now they are overjoyed. Why? Because Jesus broke into their closed situation. They were scared, they ain't scared no more. Would you be scared if you see the man from Galilee who walked on water? Would you be scared if you saw the man who took legion and cast them out in some pigs and made a possessed man come back to his master? Would you be scared of some Jews? Would you be scared of a man that can calm a raging sea, speak the thunder and lightning, and make the sea fall down and pray?
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher.
I don't be scared. Matter of fact, they crazy. If I was walking with Jesus, I would have been sitting there waiting for him to come back. Because if he said it, that would have settled into me. I got to go because y'all ain't liking me. I'm holding y'all too long. That is what God wants to do for somebody today. He wants to set you free from the inside out.
Yes, sir.
You're not feeling me. Let me give you Pastor's remix on Shadrach, Meshach, and a Bad Negro.
All right.
When they were thrown, Sister Thomas, into the fiery furnace, when Nebuchadnezzar saw that he was going to put those Hebrew brothers in the fiery furnace, God called a cosmic council in glory. When the cosmic council of the angels was convened, can y'all get a witness?
Yes,
God said to the angels, "My boys are about to be thrown in the fiery furnace.
Yes, sir.
I don't want them to perish. I don't want a hair on their head touch.
Yes, sir.
I need to know what angel can get down there the quickest to set my boys free.
Yes.
Don't you know God got his eyes on us?
Yes, sir.
Since he's a resurrected Savior right now.
Yes,
I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what I'm going through. God is sitting and he's watching on the balconies of heaven.
Yes.
And guess what? He don't have, you don't have to tell him, come be right here.
Yes, sir.
Jacob said, he's Jehovah Shammah, an ever-present God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can be in a bad situation. And God already with me.
Yes, sir.
He said, hey,
yes,
who which angel want to get down in the quickest?
Mm-hmm.
To set up for us, Michael the archangel, Deacon Lennon.
Yes, sir.
Say, God, let me go down there.
Yeah.
God says, how long will it take you, Michael? Michael says, 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I can move from eternity to earth.
Mm-hmm.
God says, 90 seconds? Uh-uh. They was burnt up by then.
Yeah.
Nebuchadnezzar just turned the fire up seven times higher. You too slow.
Uh-huh.
Gabriel says, God, let me go handle your business.
Uh-huh.
God says, how long will it take you, Gabe? Gabriel says, God, give me 30 seconds, and I'm in the furnace with them.
Yes,
God says, no, that's too long.
Yes, sir.
They will end up burnt up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, God says, I guess I got to handle this.
Yes,
be myself. I'm so glad.
Yes,
since he's been crucified, Sister Angela.
Yes,
the Bible says when Jesus died on the cross,
yes,
the veil in the temple was ripped in two. Go to Oprah, and then Dr. Phil Scott, I can see Jesus for myself.
I
say, I got to handle my business myself.
Uh-huh.
Ada said, God, you gonna handle it yourself?
Yeah.
He said, sure enough.
Yeah.
Chicken bones to chicken bone.
Yeah.
God, how long will it take you? Take me. God said, haven't you heard? I'm already down there.
Yeah.
The Bible says, God got in the furnace with them.
Uh-huh.
The text says, they were, listen, watch, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
They were thrown into the furnace bound. The text says, when the Lord got in the furnace with them, they were walking around
uh-huh.
in the fire loose. God is so good. He does not have to take me out of the fire. He will get in the fire with me. I don't pray for God to get me out of the fire. Come rescue me now, Jesus. I'll stay in the fire as long as you walk around. So God got in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar said, the fourth one looked like the Son of God. Jesus getting down in the furnace with his head and performed his first AC system on earth.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hook up with Jesus.
Yeah.
Your scars say yes.
Yeah.
I've been through hell.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Abandonment.
Yeah.
And fire.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I'm not through with you yet. I went through some situations, some circumstances, like my Savior. I was crucified, buried, forgotten. But check my scars. I have the scars, but I'm still here. Don't you know you can face tomorrow? Somebody ought to say, yeah.